Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. One way to measure public awareness of ocean issues is to survey the rapidly increasing incidence of news items touching on many different instances of ocean research and relationship to our lives. While certainly an unscientific review, here's a selection of announcements taken from recent press. Item: the U.S. Naval Facilities Command recently awarded Lockheed Martin an $8.12 million contract to further develop ocean thermal energy conversion technology, which leverages the temperature difference between warmer water at the ocean's surface and colder water below to produce renewable and reliable power. The goal is to develop critical components toward the construction of a pilot plant, an incremental step toward large-scale utility. Item: a first offshore wind turbine is recently installed in German waters using a, quote, jack-up barge or modular self-elevating platform that was constructed in Indonesia, mobilized in the Netherlands, and towed to its site 45 kilometers north of Borkum Island in the North Sea. The installation of tower, turbine, and blades was accomplished in 36 hours. Item: a forensic study of whale meat bought from Japanese markets using DNA samplings to conclude that either the Japanese scientific whaling program is taking more animals than allowed, or that accidental bycatch of whales is increasing to the detriment of the Pacific minke whale population, a species protected by the International Whaling Commission since the 1980s. Item: Dow Chemical announces that it has been contracted to provide reverse osmosis technology for a second major desalination plant near Perth, Australia. The existing facility located off Cockburn Sound provides 17% of Perth's water needs. The expansion plant will treat salt and brackish water, producing 50 billion liters of drinking water annually, with an expansion capacity to 100 billion liters per year, raising the percentage of desalinized water to 30% of the region's projected needs. Item: Scanjet Marine, a producer of fixed and portable tank cleaning equipment, announces availability of a marine protection system against pirate attacks on ships using water cannon technology. Strategically placed on a vessel, the high-velocity water jet streams become a major obstacle to boarding and can be remotely operated, obviating the need for firearms and protecting the ship and crew. Item: new exploration of an underwater archaeological site off the Peloponnese in southern Greece dates the ruins to 3000 BC, the oldest known underwater town. Known as Pavloptri, the site area was also discovered to include 9,000 square meters of buildings, streets, and graves, along with a ceremonial building known as a megaron, indicating the town was once a major trading port. Item: the U.S. Food and Drug Administration declares that oil derived from genetically modified soybeans is safe to eat as an alternative source of omega-3 fatty acids, heretofore derived from fish oil and considered to be an important component for human health. This new option, no doubt controversial, would relieve an extremely stressed marine ecosystem, now the primary source. Seven brief news accounts on thermal energy, offshore wind technology, endangered fisheries management, desalinated drinking water, protection of trade against pirates on the open sea, inundation of a coastal town 5,000 years ago, and land-based alternatives for omega-3s. These are just a few, seemingly small stories, but with powerful future implication for an affirmation of the ocean's relevance to many different aspects of our lives. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.